Praise the Lord, saints. I greet you, each one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for this opportunity that is continuing to grant unto us as we wait for His second coming. This is Pastor Silas Kiptui from Eldoret, Kenya, and I want us to continue a little bit from the thought that we were sharing yesterday, and as we read in the book of Matthew chapter 21, verse 1, we are able to see when Jesus instructed his two disciples to go into the village, and he told them that he will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Then he told them to loose them and bring them unto him. And we saw that he said, if anyone say anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. So, we saw the importance of being loosed or being set free, because the horse could not do anything when so long as he was tied. And when Jesus came in his ministry, as we saw in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18, that he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, to preach the gospel to the poor, and to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives." Praise the Lord. And also, recovering the sight to the blind, and set the at liberty to them that are oppressed. So, no, those are two things we have seen, which must happen in our lives for us to do extraordinary. We must recover our sight, and we must be set free from all the oppressions of man. So he came to proclaim freedom for us. So this morning, I want us to see one or two things before we cap up this important thing. Now, when the donkey came and Jesus Christ was riding upon it, the Bible says the city was so moved, and everybody was asking, "Who is this?" Now, in the time that we are living in, the world has who to ask, "Who are these? Who are you?" Not because of you as an individual, but it's actually who the one that is living in you. Now, I know Jesus was riding upon the donkey or the horse, but they never asked about the horse. But they asked, "Who is this?" They never asked, "What is this?" But he said, "Who is this?" And they say, "Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Blessed be the Lord." Now, if Christ is in us, then the people will ask, "Who is this? Who are you?" Is Christ that is living in us, which we need to manifest each and every day. Now, when I want us to read the book of Luke, chapter 14, I know, Luke chapter 14, verse 16. The Bible says, Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Now, we see all of them gave, they gave excuses. Excuses of that he has bought land. Another one, I've bought also yoke of oxen. I must go and brew them. Another one, I've married a wife. I cannot come. They were not willing to turn loose from the things of the world. See, they were bound by the things of the world. They were bound that I'm just going to see my farm. I bought a land. I'm just going to see it. I bought, yoke oxen. I bought tractors. I'm going to brew them. I want to go and just survey and see how they are performing. And then another one, he said, I cannot come because I've just married. So, they could not accept the invitation that this man had extended unto them. And that's why they failed. So, we need to be loosed. We need to be totally delivered from the things of this world. As the Bible says, don't love the world nor the things of this world. Because if we love the world or the things of this world, it shows that the love of God is not in us. So these people didn't want to get, or they didn't want to be loosed from the things of this world. And that's why they gave all those excuses that each and every one of them gave. I want us to see about Lazarus, the friend of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, all of us knows the story of Lazarus. He became sick. Jesus was told about it, but he never responded immediately. But he knew why that had to happen, so that the glory of God may be manifested, that the glory of God be manifested. So when Jesus came and he found him dead at 4 days, and I want us to read verse 43, the book of John, chapter 11, verse 43. The Bible says, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose them and let him go. Praise the Lord. So, this man was already dead, and we see that he was bound. But I want us to see that verse of 44, when he said, loose him and let him go. So, Lazarus had to be loosed. And that's why I say, let him go. And when Lazarus was loosed, and then as by the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ said, let him go. Then Lazarus stood and he walked and he went. And that was extraordinary. People marveled. People saw a man that was dead, see, having been loosed, and he started walking. Praise the Lord. So, brothers, sisters, we need to be loosed. See, we have seen the example of these people who had been invited to a great supper. As we have been invited, we know we have that invitation. See, there is great supper ahead of us. But if we are not loose from the things of this world, then we will always be giving excuses. So, these people gave excuses. They were not worthy for that great supper. So Jesus told Lazarus, these people, that loose him and let him go. We see another man who was possessed with demons of Gadarenes. And when Jesus met him, this man was so violent. He had been, was no longer living at his home. He was living just at the tombs. And when Jesus came to him and saw him, the Bible says when immediately that man who was living in the tombs came and met the Lord Jesus Christ, he was a man with unclean spirits. See? And people had tried to, to bound him with feathers, chains, but they were not able to succeed. And the Bible says, night and day, he was there in the bush, he was there in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But it says, when he saw Jesus, he ran and worshipped, and he said, Son of Most High God, I adjure thee by God, thou torment me not. Now, I want us to see something in verse 18, which is very important for us. And when this man was delivered from those demonic powers, then he became a sober person. I want us to see verse 18. They say, and when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but he said unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. So when this man was loosed from those spirits of oppression, those demonic powers, when he was set free, when he was delivered, Jesus told, go and proclaim. Go and tell everybody how the great things Jesus had done for you. And they say, and all men marveled. People marveled because of the great things Jesus has done upon this man. So we need to be set free. We need to be delivered so that the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ be manifested. Now, we see the children of Israel, when they were in the land of Egypt, they were walked restlessly, and the Egyptians made the lives of the children of Israel to be so bitter by giving them harsh labor, subjecting them to, beatings, stripes, and so forth, and they suffered greatly. And God, who is rich in mercy, when the time arrived for his word to be fulfilled, as he had promised, that they will be in that land for that certain period of time, and he will go and deliver them with a mighty hand. So now God sent his servant Moses, and the message was, let my people go. That was the message of deliverance. That was the message for the children of Israel to be loosed from the hands of Pharaoh, the hands of this cruel man called Pharaoh, which was is just like is example of Satan, is an oppressor. So let my people go. Why? For what reason? So that they may go, he said, to serve me. So now that deliverance, for the deliverance to happen, then extraordinary power was necessary. And that's why God promised that with my mighty hand, with his mighty hand, he was going to deliver them. And we see that after they were delivered, they went to serve God. So, brothers, sisters, after we being delivered, then we are able to serve God without any bondage in our lives. See, the children of Israel were subjected to those bondages, those they were slaves, and they could not do anything of value. So, when we are no longer enslaved to men's traditions, when we are no longer imprisoned by denominational oppressors, then that's the moment that we are able to serve God and we are able to do extraordinary. So Jesus instructed those people, tell Lazarus, and Lazarus, let's loose him and let him go. So brothers, sisters, let's be loosed, let's be set free by the power of God, so as we may go and demonstrate what God has done for us. We see I want us to see one example here concerning the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read Acts chapter 8. Let me just read verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. That is when Philip went down to the city of Samaria. And the Bible says, he preached Christ unto them. Praise the Lord. So Philip preached Christ. And he said, the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, come out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. Praise the Lord. There was such a great joy in the city, because when Philip preached Christ, when he preached the word of God, then people were delivered. See, those who are oppressed, see, those who had unclean spirits, who are possessing unclean spirits, those who are oppressed by sicknesses, those who are lame, the Bible says they were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, brothers, sisters, God, our Lord Jesus Christ, left us with a commission. See? That go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. And he said, he that believeth shall be saved. Believeth and be baptized shall be saved. And he say, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Praise the Lord. See? In my name, they shall cast devils. See? So, Jesus said, them that believe. See? So, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I said we are set free. We have got deliverance. And that's what the Bible says. These signs shall follow them that believe. So may God help us that we be loosed, we be delivered, We are set free by the power of God, and let God dwell in us richly, so that people may see the life of God being manifested in our time. So with that, may the Lord bless you. We will just come tomorrow by seeing the last one, which is we must be cleansed. So may the Lord bless you richly.